Welcome to Intimate Verses Church. We are full of grace, chosen from a race, mandated to wear a smiling face. For in our midst the Holy Ghost stays. We are blessed and not cursed, lifted and not jilted. We are vessels of gold, intimately filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled by God's anointing, charged to possess the land, ordained for the job. For such is the experience at Intimate Verses Church. John Reverend David Akanwa as he brings to you God's Word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for all the prayers you have answered, and we thank you for all the prayers you will yet answer. You are a faithful God. You will never allow the sons of Jacob to seek you in vain. Thank you, Lord. We have been seeking you for the past 10 days. And Lord, we thank you for showing us your face. We thank you for bringing us into that place in you, drawing us close to you and showing us your glory and your goodness. Be exalted, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have a seat. Okay. Yesterday, we looked at the overwhelming influence of prayer on your personal finance. And we said there are two ways you become a financial giant in the kingdom. Number one is when you pray, you learn to manage relationship. I said when you learn to handle people, manage relationship well, you will really be poor. You know, money is currency, so it flows. There are just two ways. At times, when you meet people, mind how you treat people. Let me be honest with you. Every money you need is in the hand of somebody. It requires the right value, adding value to yourself, and having the sense of good relationship for you to be wealthy. Then the second we said powerfully was the favor of God. The one that you can't explain. The one that comes through prayer. Like yesterday, I said there were many virgins in Bethlehem in Israel. Even the Bible said Mary was chosen by election of grace. So there is what is called favor. Favor is when God distinguishes you without you doing anything. So I said when God favors a man, things will begin to work for the man that people cannot explain. I said it and I stand by it. That is what distinguishes people. Praise the Lord. A lot of people are working hard. A lot of people have the same certificates you have. They have the same training. But let me tell you, what will distinguish you in this life is when God breathes upon you His favor. When the hand of God is upon you, men will just see you and give you contracts. Men will see you and give you appointments. Men will see you and help you. That is the advantage of a Christian. But I want to go further today. You know, when we started, for the past, since January 1st, I've been telling us that in this year of expanding influence, that the major thing Satan wants to destroy is your prayer life, not your prayer. And a lot of people I've had feedback from the field. People have come back to me to say, Pastor, thank you. Daddy, you don't know what you're doing to my prayer life. Because I just noticed that virtually majority of Christians are caught up with just praying erratic prayers. When there is need, when there is a satanic attack, when they are in church, they just have to, something have to lead them to pray. They don't have a consistent prayer life. There's power in consistent prayer life. Prayer life is a way you pray. Heaven knows you pray like this. And that's what Satan is fighting. I said that. He's not fighting your prayer. If you like, let something move you today. And you go home and you start praying from 10 to 4 o'clock in the morning, which is 6 hours prayer. It's okay, he will watch you. But he wants to watch what you do tomorrow. I've been saying it, and I pray God helps me say this into the end of the year. Because the first pillar of influence is prayer. You can't be an influential person on earth in this matter except you're a prayerful person. And how does it influence? Consistency. You need to develop a consistent prayer life. That is the most important thing in 2019. I don't care the kind of business you're doing. Whether you're selling sand in Sahara Desert or you're selling snow in Alaska. Whatever you're doing, you can go and sell snow in Russia for all I care. People will buy ice block in Alaska if you pray. People will buy sand in Sahara Desert if you pray. Are you listening to me? You can go to the north where the rare cattle and sell your own. You know, they bring it from north to south. You can move your own from south to north and sell it. It is prayer that makes physical space for you. Not smartness. You can strategize anything you want to do. If you are prayerless, the impact on earth will be small. That is why he is fighting your consistency. You have to fight back. That battle belongs to you. It is private. It is idiosyncratic. It is personal. I'm not going to fight your own for you. When it has to do with personal, private prayer, you have to wake up. You have to get up. You have to drag your weak joints up. I said in the second week, in the first week of this prayer, how do you develop it? You must have a place and a time you pray. You must have a place and a time. It starts with having a place and a time. Maybe two or three places in your room in case you have visitors, so will occupy. Praise the name of the Lord. And you choose a place and you choose a convenient time, the time where there is least distraction. Maybe I always recommend in the morning from 12 to 6. You can choose 1 hour between any time depending on how your body acts. Very, very important. That is the most important thing you do in this year. Because every physical breakthrough has supernatural anchor, spiritual anchor. And you must have power with God before you can have dominion over men. This is very, very important. Dominion in this life is linked to your prayer life. We talked about expanding influence, which is dominion. You can't be a person of dominion with a consistent prayer life. So if I call you and ask you, how is your prayer life? You can say that, thank God, God is helping me. I pray 1 hour every day. I've been doing it. And that's what God likes. With that, you can't be defeated. Then you put your heart to the prayer. You put your mind to it. Don't change it. Fight to secure that time. I know some of you have been trying it. Maybe if you have failed, just keep trying. You know, the reason you are struggling because you're still alive. So if you keep trying, you have not failed yet. You can't quit. Now, you see, this brings me to my point today. If you don't have a personal prayer life, your tremendous potentials cannot manifest. So I am talking about potentials, personal potentials linked to personal prayer life. Personal potential. What is potential? Potential is what you have inside of you that you have not manifested yet. That's the truth. Potential is latent ability. Ability that has not been manifested. The things you can do, you don't even know you can do. Or you know, you don't know how to manifest them. You know, somebody said one time that the graveyard is a place you find some of the greatest treasures. Because people died without realizing their potential. And the most powerful secret of realizing your potential is developing a personal, private prayer life. So I want to talk about the linkage between your development. I told you in the beginning of this prayer, I said that we are not just going to do 2 weeks fast, everybody to your tents, O Israel. That my aim is to ignite a sequence, consistent, intentional prayer life. From 20th of January, we finish this program. That is, we're starting a program 3 days. After tomorrow, we are going to start a prophetic program. Look at it. I want you to bring your friends that we're going to use to end the fast. I want from 20th, which is Sunday night, you now begin. Always remember what Pastor said, that your potentials can never be revealed until there is a strong, private, personal prayer life. The place of corporate prayer is where iron sharpens iron. That's what we're doing. We come, we are all praying, and we are sharpening one another. But the place of private, personal prayer is a place of manifestation of your potentials. Oh my. And it is these potentials that will make you dominate your world. Oh, you see, most things that happens to people happens to them when they are alone. Every believer has tremendous potential to be used by God in amazing ways. You have it to be used by God in business. You have it. You have it to be used by God in the ministry, to be used by God in any area. You have it. We have wonderful opportunities and open doors. But you see, the truth is, we have not learned to overcome satanic oppositions by praying personally and privately. We remain unfruitful and unproductive. Hey, fruitfulness. You know, when the dominion mandate was given, the first thing he said, be fruitful. Fruitfulness is linked directly to personal prayer life. Private, I don't mean the one we're doing here. The one we're doing here is good. Where you groan, you talk to God. So, to be honest with you, these open doors and opportunities are vast. But we have not, most of us have not learned to stay in the morning and pound Satan first before leaving. Pound satanic opposition. That when a witch sees you, the witch will know you're coming from the oven of God. You're coming from a place of fire. We wake up and we jump out. I've often told us, nobody can pray for you more than yourself. I've been a pastor for a long time. And I can assure you, as a pastor, I have a lot of prayer requests. At times, when I start praying on them, I pray on this one, depending on how serious, I can pray for 3 minutes, I can pray on some for 5 minutes, depending on how the request is, and also depending on how close the person is. Are you listening to me? Because every prayer pastor is a human being. There are people who are so close that when there is something that concerns them, the man can spend 30 minutes praying for them. But there are people who will just come, pastor, oh, like I was standing in front of the church, one young man came and gave me paper and said I should just touch it and bless it. It's a contract. I wanted to pray. I said, no. I said, what kind of contract is it? You know, you need to ask. Because I didn't want to open the paper. Just this evening, he said, I know you, sir. You live in my area. I said, okay. So what kind of contract is that? He says, sir, you are living in Mopobes. I said, I don't know. I don't know what you're... I just want to know the content. I know I lived in Mopobes once. It's not for me to tell you I don't live there anymore. And what kind of contract? He said, okay, sir, let me tell you. It is a borehole contract. A lot of competitors. I want you to touch it and bless it. I don't know him. I touched it and prayed 60 seconds prayer. And he left. When he was leaving, he said, I will come to your church on Sunday. I said, have you seen how people spoil this prayer? Because I know he won't come. That kind of prayer, it's just because I'm preaching. I've forgotten it. I won't take it to my closet. I said, why would you be telling me you will come? You have known me all this while. You know I can touch your contract and it will work. You never came to our church once. Now, after praying, instead of shutting your mouth and leaving, you just tell me. So I wanted to call him back. People who know me know I can do that. And say, why are you lying? You know you won't come to this church. But I looked at him and said, what's the need? I don't know him. What I'm trying to prove is that there is no passion. There is no connection. So I'm not going to waste my time with a stranger. Are you listening to me?
So most times, when pastors, you give names, when they dwell in warfare for you for long, it is as a result of relationship and your giving. Simple. So most people don't build relationship with their pastor or men of God. And most any pastor you meet the first day who does not have relationship with you, and you have no sown seed into his life, and you give him 7 prayer topics, it will be a miracle if he prays it. I'm assuring you. So, what am I trying to prove? The greatest intercessor for you is yourself. Touch your neighbor, say yourself. So, when you don't pray for yourself, don't assume that everybody is praying for you. No. Don't assume that. This is very, very important. Now, why is personal prayer important? Personal and private prayer. Because it is in that place you deal with supernatural oppositions. Strong spiritual oppositions that come against your destiny. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. I love this. First Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. You must develop a personal, for a great door. I want people to look at this Bible. Everyone look at this scripture. For a great door. What defines the door? Great. So how many of you know that some of you here, you have a great door? Say, I have a great door. What is a great door? It's called, you could replace it with a great opportunity. A door is a kind of, you can replace it with opportunity. A door, an access. Something that is open for you to come into something. And Paul said, a great door. And effectual. Effectual. This the door I'm talking about is not the one we do tum-bum-tum-bum. This one is target. This one is something that is effectual. This is something that is real. This is something that is powerful. This is sure banker. It's an opportunity that is a shorty. He said a great opportunity that is sure. Is opened unto me, not unto us. He had people he was going with. A great, can you see, can you imagine the opportunities before you? For a great opportunity and something that is sure is opened unto me. I've always told us that whenever you see bracket in scripture, it means it was put there for convenience. You know, this was written in Greek, translated to English. So, from Greek, it was translated word for word. From Hebrew, word for word. So, for effective reading, then they put some things which does not distort the meaning, actually. But at times, I like to remove the bracket so we can understand. Can we do that now? I want to show you why you need to wake up in the morning and deal with Satan. You see, most businesses that are knocking off, somebody will come to tell you, there's something you're going to do for my pay, $200,000. They say, hey, okay. The next day, you call the person won't pay. Satan is a bastard. It is not about you. He also wants to affect the church with your poverty. God forbid. This is, I say, that's 1 million job I have for you. Because you will give seed. You don't know how Satan. You know, some of us sing it. When we're in children's evangelism ministry, there was a song we used to sing. Say, devil, I senior you. Hey, devil, I senior you. Physically, spiritually, mentally. I banned that church from the children's, that song from the children's ministry. Do you know who devil is? Somebody that can stay in one place and predict what will happen in 1,000 years. The guy knew you that a savior was to be born. He decreed that 2 years should die. You think he doesn't know what he's doing? He doesn't really know the person. But he said, wipe everybody so that we can, by chance, we'll wipe. He did it 2 times. To tell you it's a strategy. When he knows that something good is about to happen, he starts on time. That's why he starts selling the morning and start giving you worry. You wake up in the morning, oh God! Oh. Instead of rising up to take charge of the day, there is no day in 2019 you won't rise early. Grace for supplication comes unto your life. That's what he does. And then some of us wake up 6, 7 in the morning. We are tired. We dress up. We rush up to work. You think Satan doesn't know what he wants? For a great door, a great opportunity, sure, effectual, powerful, is opened unto me, and many adversaries. Hey! And many adversaries. So side by side with opportunity are adversaries. Every opportunity has equal adversary, equal opposition. So you want to take opportunity without dealing with opposition. That is why you have been stagnant. There's an opposition. An opposition that knows if you marry that good man, your life will change. He comes. An opposition that knows that that girl is going to help you. But every day, your man is moving from one girl to another. What you're looking for, Sokoto, is a Sokoto. You want this one, you want this one, you want this one, you want this one. That is when this thing called Satan. Do you know that all that armor we put on in Ephesians 6, it is to withstand his cunningness, not even his power. Go to Ephesians 6. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles. What are wiles? Cunning, craftiness. We are dealing with a smart guy. You don't know who we are dealing with. He knows he does not carry power. Ephesians 6, I think from verse 12, he said, the belt of truth, or 11 and 12, he said, put on the whole armor of God. That he may be, put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand against the wiles. When we are saying, Satan is fire for fire, thunder for thunder, you fire me, I fire you. He will not come frontally. He will come with deception. He said, so all that thing we are putting on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, all that thing, shield of faith and all that. All that thing is just to withstand Satan's deception. That's all. You think it's Satan power? Power. But Satan knows that in the name of Jesus, his knees must bow. So he doesn't come to you power jam power. Happy power jam power. Satan comes to you with deception. That is why you need the wisdom of God as you pray. Satan will come to you. I'm Satan. I'm Satan. I will deal with you now. The mention of the name of Jesus, that he may be able. He said, and they are an adversaries. So side by side with opportunity, somebody replied to me, say adversaries. Now who are adversaries? Adversaries are oppositions. Oppositions. So you can have a great opportunity without a great adversary. So why do we do personal prayer every morning? We handle adversaries. We settle issues that are personal. We settle issues that are private. It's not an open thing. Paul, who read this, overcame the adversaries. utilized the opportunities he had, and was effective and productive. You have to learn to personally. Let us observe this. Of course, I've said this many times. And I want to reiterate it again one more time. He said, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. You see, and many adversaries. He didn't say but. But means they can stop you. He just wants you to know that adversaries are going to accompany you. That as soon as there's an opportunity, go back to your prayer altar. Already you have been furnishing your prayer altar. That's what I've been. I told God I will try to be very simple. Simple so that even my daughter can understand me. So you need to go back there. You have been visiting it, so it's on fire. So as you keep praying, maybe that day you go. They say, oh, there is a contract we want to give you. 600,000. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. You say, oh, wonderful. Listen, you can locate your prayer altar faster because you have always been there. In the morning, you're doing warfare. So God knows you're not coming because there is a contract. Satan knows you're not coming because there is a contract. All of them know you have always been coming here. So you're walking through the contract. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Meaning that anything you miss is not the will of God. Because you're already there. You're already praying. You are not praying to know the will of God. You are walking in the will of God. He will not steal from you again. That amen is too weak. I want to hear a thunderous amen. If you do this, you don't need prophecy. How many of you know principles are more powerful than prophecies? One of my friends I know who built his ministry on prophecy, genuine. Recently he called me. He said, no, he's trying to change things so. Because he just noticed that if this thing is not working, people are leaving. He has started inviting different sets of people now who teach his church people. He still prophesies, but he said, no. Because people need to understand how to work with God. When prophecy comes now, you know where to place it. It becomes easy. So whenever I prophesy, you take the prophecy daily. I'm going to be praying with it. You will go undefeated. Satan knows that. And I'm going to share something. This, because this is a knowledge that is so remarkable that if you internalize it and work on it, then you're going to see every day is going to be a day of dominion. What Paul was saying here is that I keep moving forward. I keep praying and moving forward despite the opposition. I have many opponents, but because I have a lively relationship with God in prayer, I keep moving forward. And anybody who sees Paul's life will know that this is his testimony. He had great conflict, but he had greater victory. This is always the case for those who have learned the act of consistent personal prayer life. Write it. Say consistent personal prayer life is the secret, number one secret of champions. In short, I will even tell you the only secret of champions. It is from a consistent personal prayer life that wisdom is born. It's from a consistent personal life that boldness comes. It's from a consistent personal life that victory comes. Every attribute you need to overcome in 2019 comes from first a consistent. Somebody say consistent. Personal, private prayer life. Okay. Let us see what happened to Jesus. After a lengthy time, of prayer. In Luke chapter 4. Verse 1. Verse 14. And verse 15. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, after a lengthy period of prayer with God. This one, he didn't, it wasn't public prayer. The Bible said he was full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. 4 verse 14 and 15. Let's go down to 15, 14 and 15. Okay, it's 14 and 15. He said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto where? Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Now, let me share this. I've always pointed out this to pastors and Christians. If we must follow the example of Jesus, we'll see what happened here. The man hadn't preached, though. The man hadn't opened blind eyes. He had a personal time with God for 40 days. And when he came down, just because he was with God, his fame spread abroad. Do you know that when you consistently pray personally, customers will begin to come and chase you? Without signboard. There are people who have big signboard. When we are growing up, there is one woman called Mama Leti. She has this buka. I was shocked sometime last year, last 2 weeks. I visited over the town where I grew up. And my brother told me, I'm hungry. Let us go to Mama Leti. I said, who? He said, Mama Leti now. I said, is it the Mama Leti I knew when we were small? He said, ah! Mama Leti's recipe in the whole town. I said, eh? When we were young, this Mama Leti, she doesn't have signboard. If you come there, you wash your plate yourself. Mr. Biggs came out and didn't destroy Mama Leti. Chuckies came out, didn't destroy Mama Leti. Crunchies, chicken fry, western fry, rubber stuff, all of them. Mama Leti is still thriving. I said, my brother, let's thrive. Let's see. She has taken half of the street. She's very old now. His children are running the Mama Leti thing. You see that woman? He said, no. They still go there. All manner of modern delicacy came. Mama Leti. My brother said he has been eating his hara soup for 20 something years. I said, what? From single, Mama Leti. After marriage, Mama Leti. As old as he is now, still going to Mama Leti. If not, did you know the declare? This one is not true. No signboard has fame spread abroad. No signboard. Taste and see that Mama Leti is good. There are mysteries in this life. The battle is not for the strong. Jesus just finished praying and came out. He didn't open blind eyes. Everybody got to know him. I don't have customers. Are you not bring business developers? It's good to have all these people who speak business and collect your money. You see, madam, we want to structure your business. Then we are able to structure. We have entrepreneurship skill. I went to, school of business, part of Tommy School of Business. I have a BSc. I have a PhD in business management. And you look at their lives. They have not managed one. And they are coming to speaking English, launch into the internet, launch into, those things are good. If you have internet, launch into the internet. But can I tell you the truth? Except the Lord built a house, they that build, they build in vain. Except the watchman. In Oka, I hear about Ofiako. I heard Ofiako, Fiako, 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 Fiako. That it is inside town. Only for me to see a branch every time I'm driving. I ask them, what do you people say? Nah, if you see what that woman cooks, hey! If you eat the ora, you will turn. I've not gone there before. I don't intend to go.
My wife's rice remains the best. Are you listening to me? I can't say otherwise, yeah? Praise the Lord. I'm not gone. I don't intend to go. I don't plan. I don't want any comparison. But I was hearing, Ofiako. This is, she started with, you know, and she's just growing. She doesn't do advertisement. No handbill. Oh, no. As a Christian, that's the way your life should be. No advertisement. No handbill. Because it is God that advertises you. That also happened to Jesus. After a lengthy period of personal prayer, he came out and his fame spread abroad. You are struggling too much because you don't pray. You will see people coming. Where the carcass is, that is where the best gather. One of the mysteries of life is when we play sugar here and we go. Play sugar. Sugar has no odor. I don't know. By morning, you will see 2,000 ants. Search for ants here now. Lift your seat. Search for white ants. We won't see one. Go to the wall. Search for white ants everywhere. You won't see one. But keep sugar here. Overnight. You will see more than 2,000 scrambling for the sugar. What you need is to spend time with God. In His presence. What other people struggle with, you won't struggle. Am I speaking to somebody? And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified by all. Everybody was glorifying him. And he hadn't healed anybody yet. Everybody was talking about him because he went to pray. Have you gone to pray? Have you maintained a consistent prayer life all the years you have been calling God? This is the opportunity to take dominion by maintaining a consistent prayer life. Satan is there to stop your potentials. Satan is there to resist your potential. You have to maximize your productivity by learning to pray strongly, personally. It happened to Moses. It happened to Moses. Exodus 33 verse 9. After 33 verse 9, you now go to 34 verse 30. Let me read. If you see what Satan is robbing you by distorting your prayer life, it will not happen this year. By the month of May, June, you will come to me and say, sir, that those things you taught us January, my life is easier this year. I don't know why things are working for me easily. The habits I struggle with before, I don't struggle. If you have a husband that has coconut head, his coconut head is not your problem. It is why you're looking. His coconut head may not change, but if you look at Jesus, he may remain the same. Your approach will change. He's still doing what he's doing. He's there like coconut, like goat. Who do you think you are? Well, because you have been with Jesus, you're going to start seeing him differently. Because perspective is a function of position. If I ascend in the spirit and position myself, I'll start seeing him as a loving husband. You start wondering, what happened? He doesn't need to change. You need to change. Your wife does not need to change. You are the one who needs to change. We're going to see what happened to Moses. And it came to pass, Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended. And he stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. Had you talked with the Lord? The Lord talked with Moses. Chapter 34, I think verse 40. The Lord talked to Moses. Verse 34. And he talked with the Lord. That was personal. It was not a group chat. That was personal. Now look at what happened when he came out. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. If human beings are afraid, who can come near Moses? That is why he wants you not to talk to Jesus every morning. How is it at times? My wife wakes me up 3 o'clock every day. 3 3 a.m. every night. I want to bless God for her. She's my alarm clock. So, but anytime she wakes me up and I come downstairs to come and pray, I am still feeling sleepy. So I was just, from 3, I came down. Then, 5-10 minutes later, I asked myself a question. Are you okay? You're supposed to talk to the only person who can help you. And you're sleeping. It is like they give you an opportunity to talk to Buhari and you go there. Can you imagine how we see God? Because we don't know His power. We don't know what He possesses. That is how we sleep up. I told myself, can you imagine you? This is the only person that can help you. He's the only one that can run your day. He's a mind regulator. He's a destiny fixer. He can do anything. The heart of the king is in his hand. He can turn it like he turns the waters. He can tell somebody in Russia to send you money without knowing your name. Anybody can. He can send angels to you. There is nothing too difficult for God. And you're sleeping. I jumped up. I said, sorry, sir. Do we really believe God is powerful? You have the most... Nobody can be compared to His power. And you don't want to talk to Him because you want to sleep. Then they give you an appointment with Obiano. Come on, Obiano. Come on. And then they come tomorrow. That Obiano, you have found favor with Obiano. That there's a contract Obiano is distributing. That Obiano wants to see you tomorrow by... That he's flying to US by 5 o'clock. With 6 o'clock flight in Lagos. And that if you come and meet him, the contract is short. 6 o'clock. That you come and meet him in Lagos before 5. Some of us are heading to the channel. You don't need to go home. You go to the ATM. What are you packing? You already packed. Some of you call your husband. Honey, Obiano just called me. He's leaving 5 a.m. flight to Atlanta. I'm taking night bus. Night bus is dangerous. Headsmen are in a Benin bypass. They are gunshot. My friend that is saying, damn! Nobody, you're not listening to anybody. You're heading out to Lagos at 3 a.m. And in the night, you'll be awake. You won't sleep. Oh, driver, run faster. Driver. Others are sleeping. You won't sleep. Sleep will leave your eye. You get to Lagos, anywhere they drop you, you will charter any kind of taxi, one chance, anything. All you know, you're in Lagos. You need to meet up with your appointment. If they give you that kind of appointment by 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, how many of you will miss it here? Nobody, including me. Think I'll miss that kind of appointment. Then why is it that God gives you opportunity to have an appointment with Him every day? Don't even talk to Him. And whenever we come to pray, you know, Christianity is one. We are wonderful people. God is so merciful. Can we clap today for this God for His mercies and love? If He sees us, hey, because very soon now we start praying. The next thing I say, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Do you know who El Shaddai is? Have you ever paused to say what is the meaning of El Shaddai? El Shaddai is the Almighty. There is, we have learned these things growing up, cliches in prayer. King of kings, God of glory. You know, we serve it. Omnipotent, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. And we are not even putting our hearts to it. We are not even thinking of the things we are praying. You know what omnipresent, omnipotent is? Omnipotent is that there is no power but Him. Omniscient is that He knows everything. But because we are used to it, oh, Father, omnipresent, omnipresent, omnipotent, Father, Almighty, Elohim, Shalom, El Shaddai, this, that. You just finish calling for us. He said, come and do it, you can do it, I know you can do it. If you cannot do it, I know you can do it, we can do it together. I know if you don't do it, I know. And you just leave it there. Hey! What a friend we have in Jesus. What a privilege to carry. Prayer is the greatest privilege you have in life. If you don't understand it, you won't do it. Paul said that I may know Him. The power
his resurrection. The power that made the son close his eye for the first time. When Jesus died, bam, the day he resurrected, there was thunder. Praise the Lord. Please, let me just give you some benefits of personal prayer so we can pray. Are we ready? Take your pen and your paper. Lift up your hands towards the heaven and say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just make a short prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace for personal prayer. Open your mouth and pray for 2 minutes. I receive grace for supplication. Help me, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. I want to just really take time to help us clearly understand what benefits we derive when we take time to pray. Spend great time in His presence in prayer. Personal. It's not. Because you know, whatever you're praying, I'm the one giving you the prayer topic. Is that not? Well, any pastor will be giving you the prayer topic. But when you spend time talking to the Lord, at the first benefit you have, you're going to have definite answers. Write it. Definite answers. On the pressing needs that has brought you to His presence, you'll get definite answers. God is faithful. God will answer you definitely and specifically as you pray, because Ephesians 3:20 said, I want you to write, project Ephesians 3:20. Definite answers. Your life will be full of testimonies that you can come out and say, the other day I prayed and I talked to God about this and He did this. Now, unto Him that is able to do, not to hear your prayer alone, but to do. If you say, unto him that is able to hear, he can hear without doing. But there is that, unto he that is able to do. Doing is an active verb. Now look at what he's going to do to whatever personal prayer you give to him. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Is this some? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ever ask or think. So as you're praying and thinking, you will pick it. Now let me even tell you where he has messed up the devil. He is not going to use his power, because if he uses his power, air will melt. Look at the power he's going to use. According to his power, according to the power that worketh in us. So the measure of the spirit that is in you is able to do exceedingly abundantly all. He is not coming to add his own. There is a measure of the spirit of God inside of you. So what God is going to use is that one. And let me tell you, at any point in time, the measure of the spirit in you can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. So this is why he messes up the devil. His power is too much. He's not just going to take that one inside of you. That worketh in you. You have not even known there's power that is working in you. There's power that is working in you. That's the one he will take and use to do these things. What does he need? Himself. And then, oh father, Satan is chasing me, arise. You know what it means for God to arise? The day he tried to come before arising, the fire, there was mountain, fire on the mountain. Do I show you? Hebrews 12. The day they said that we are going to, he should come down and speak to us. Moses went to him and said, did he say I should come down and speak to them? He said, yes. They say you should come down, that I'm not the only one you're talking to. Come down. He said, okay, gather them.
Tell men not to touch their wives for 3 days. Let them sanctify themselves. No problem. Since they have requested, I'm going to come. Praise the Lord. I'm going to come. And that day, he told Moses, tell them to gather close to Mount Sinai. And they hadn't even come on. You know, before God comes, there's a fire that goes before him. So it was not a fire that went before God. So the fire was upon Mount Sinai. He has not even stood up. Now, he wanted to confirm, and he just decided to cough. The mountain started shaking. Thunder and earthquake. Because the Bible says his voice is like that of many waters. Thunder and earthquake. He just want, you know this thing you want to talk. Have you seen Pete Doche in Nigerian home video? Anytime he wants to, can I not talk? That, he hasn't even stood up. Everybody to your tent, so Israel. Everybody ran back to their homes and hid under, men hid under the bed. Wives and husbands were looking for where to hide. Because the Bible said, so much intense was the fire on Sinai that anybody that touches it will die. The darkness was everywhere. The fire, it hadn't come. Moses said, I thought people say you want to see him. They said, well, no more see him. Go. Anything he tells you, come and tell us. From today, we agree. If he tells you that we should be walking naked on the road, come on, we won't question him. Because he don't know the intensity of the power of God. So he cannot use all his power to handle your house rent. So that's what God will arise in heaven and be doing. Arise, O God, and scatter a common landlord. Can you imagine? Somebody shouting, God, arise for a common landlord. One small wizard landlord. God, arise. What are you doing in your throne? I've had some prayers. What are you doing on your throne? I say, arise. You must arise today. God say, if I arise, you will melt. Even you. There is a power that is at work within you. Speak to it. Speak to that circumstance. You can control your wizard landlord by speaking to the circumstance. I can do, you see, if you want me to kill that landlord, then you die, you will die. I don't need to arise for landlord. I don't need to arise for children's school fees. Neither do I need to arise for the witch that is flying in your village. Eh? I don't need to arise. I don't need corporate prayer. You see, only you can handle it. Speak to it. You see, according to, so, it gives you a definite answer. Let me just skip it. Then number two thing, I'm just going to close here so we have enough time to pray. It gives you boldness. The practice of personal prayer life gives you boldness. It gives you boldness. It gives you boldness. That Pastor Alex was also preaching. I will not elucidate on this one. Maybe another day. It also gives you the revelation of his will. There are certain things God will not tell you until you're alone with him. There are things he will not tell. There are things God won't tell you in this crowd. He wants to get you alone. And at times he will leave you there. You'll be alone for days. I've been seeking to hear God for something and he will keep me. I'll be coming alone. Hours every day. He won't. The problem is not that he will not talk. The problem is he wants to know how much in a hurry you are. You think because you're in a hurry, you hurry, and then in a hurry, he'll meet you. Hey, God, somebody said I will die. He will rush out from his throne and say, hey, my daughter, you will not die. And he will rush in, look at you. Think that's how God behaves? Your hurry does not hurry him. That is why we said, unto he that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb, be glory and honor. What panics him? I've seen people who told God, if you don't talk to me, I will stop serving you. Talk to me now, or I won't go to church on Sunday. The only thing you're going to render is one empty seat. And if you stay out too long, somebody will come and close the seat. Come and sit on the seat. Stop threatening God. He's in charge. If he's going to get in 1 month to keep your head down, for you to know that he wants to talk with you every day and arrange your life before tragedy happens. He wants to show you signs. Prepare your heart. You can imagine people who went before us. They knew when they would die. They didn't die accidentally. They knew what would happen to them. You could imagine God coming to Hezekiah, whose house was not in order, through a prophet, and told him, set your house in order, you will die. You see, God was informing people when it didn't happen. Somebody will enter bus, boom, his head will cut off. And we say it was the will of God. God has brought, God has taken. How can God take his son by cutting off the head? Did the son commit crime? Is God Emperor Nero? When did God start cutting off the student's head? I say, oh Father, we thank you, deem thy children, we submit to thine will in thy own time, in thine, because nobody prayed. That's the reason why this is happening. Father, you know, in thine will, if it is not thine will, nobody here will die. It's just that we submit to your will is, you're trying to tell your will is actually to be killing none of us one after the other. But the Bible said in Psalm 90, with long life he has satisfied you, 91. With long life. We need to pray with the word of God. Christianity can be sweet. And rise up, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Rise in your faith. He's always just the same.